The Silver and Black Show.
First and 10 Raiders on the KC 40-yard line. Breyer in the shotgun as McFadden to his right. Here goes out, throw, slant, catch. Denarius Moore, 25, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Raiders!
Little short slant there from Denarius Moore, late second quarter in Kansas City last Sunday. A blown angle there by the safety, 39 yards for a touchdown. Raiders lead 7-0, tied at 7.5. It was tied at 7-7 late third quarter. Some late critical mistakes, and the Raiders wind up with a tough loss last Sunday in Kansas City by the score of 24-7. Welcome to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa joined as always by the two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback of your Raiders, Jim Plunkett. And it was a late third quarter mistake by Terrell Pryor that undid the Raiders, Jim. Otherwise, they had a chance to win this football game.
Yeah, they certainly did. I thought they played very well, especially defensively. Kept the game very close, put a lot of pressure on Alex Smith, and forced him to punt several times and kept the Raiders in the ball game. But unfortunately, mistakes in a close game like that are the things that really cost you at the end of the game.
Yeah, Terrell had 3 second-half interceptions, but the story of the game was the injuries on the offensive line. You lose your center, who was already backing up Andre Girard for most of the football game. You also lose your right tackle, Tony Pachos. The injuries on the offensive line just insurmountable for the Raiders. And our Raider headlines this week, Jim, for week 7 is Terrell Pryor. Because of all those injuries on the offensive line, he sees red. The Kansas City Chiefs sacked him 10 times, Jim. They also hit him 14 other times. He dropped back to pass 34 times, so 24 of the 34 dropbacks, they sacked him or hit him.
That's life in the NFL, unfortunately, especially when you have injuries in the offensive line. They're going to put pressure on the quarterback, especially if you're trying to play catch up a little bit, as they did have to do late in the third quarter and the fourth quarter, and they just come after you. And make no mistake, Kansas City is a very good defensive football team. They've got a great pass rush coming into the game. We already knew that, they, with the injuries to the offensive line, they were just almost unstoppable. Put pressure on Terrell Pryor almost every time he dropped back to throw, and he was running for his life often, and it made it very, very difficult for him.
Despite all the sacks and the turnovers, the Raider defense certainly played well enough to win this football game. Our second headline is Roach is as advertised. That would be the middle linebacker, Nick Roach, who got in on the sack party, Jim, with his first of the year. Jamal Charles will just miss the pickup here on the blitz. Goes out in coverage and Roach comes in for a sack. 12 different Raiders now have recorded a sack this year. The team total is 16, 25 of all of last year. But Nick Roach embodies the Raider defense this year, Jim. They're playing smart and they're playing very well.
Yeah, they are. You know, I think Nick Roach is certainly one of the leaders on defense, helping that team put pressure on the quarterback, stuffing the run, very difficult defense to run against. They're playing much better under Jason Tarver. As you mentioned, 12 different people have recorded a sack now for the Raiders this year, and that's Jason Tarver at his best.
We're going to activate Jason Tarver ourselves this week. He's going to be on the Silver and Black Show coming up a little later on as the Raider defensive coordinator. He also has a bum knee. He's going to have surgery on the knee during the bye week, which is kind of fitting, Jim, because the football team ravaged by injuries. That'll be our third headline this week. The Raiders welcome the bye. Every team says it. The bye is coming at the right time for this football team, Jim, especially in the offensive line. They have been decimated by injury. They need a week off.
Yeah, they certainly do. Hopefully, some of those offensive linemen can heal, get back on the field, practice all week long, and prepare for the upcoming game. And sometimes when you're nicked and bruised and beat up, you don't get to practice all week long, so you don't get to see all the defenses that the other team can throw at you. And that's a hindrance, obviously. You got to be prepared. You've got to spend the time on the football field, and hopefully they'll be well enough to take the field and practice as well as just show up for the game. And that'll be a good addition for the Raiders.
And right off the bye week, the Raiders have back-to-back home games against Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. Then they go to New York to play the Giants and at Houston. So a critical four-game stretch coming up right after the bye week. All right, this week on the Silver and Black Show, we talk with the mad scientist himself, the Raiders defensive coordinator, Jason Tarver. Head coach Dennis Allen will stop by, as he always does, as we assess the Raiders team so far in 2013 at the bye week. And Jim and I pick our first half of the season's MVPs and who to keep an eye on for the rest of 2013. All this and more on week 7 of the Silver and Black Show.
The Silver and Black Show is brought to you by Hawaiian Airlines. Hawaii starts here.